Good morning, everybody. Oh, hey, you got to take that off, Aaron. That'd be a good idea. Oh, hey, what's up? How y'all doing? New setup, messing with my life. Hope you're all doing well. Good morning. Welcome to Packers Daily. I'm your host, Aaron Nagler with Cheesehead TV. Hope everyone had a sound, restful sleep, a slumber that brought them a morning filled with joy and promise until we saw the official salary cap number for 2021, which is 182.5 million, which is roughly a 7% drop after basically a decade plus of seeing an 8% increase each and every year. Packers have work to do. Now, look, there's no way on God's green earth that the Packers have not been planning for maybe not this particular number, but something around this. They have plans, contingencies, etc. It will be interesting to see what moves get made in the wake of this solidifying of the salary cap. But don't think for a second that Rust Ball and Brian Gutekunst and company do not have a plan for how to proceed now that the number is finalized. What does it mean for Aaron Jones? As reported yesterday, they are still talking. I don't think that's really news. We know they've been going back and forth pretty much all year. But now that they have a number to work with, it makes it a little bit easier on the Packers side to draw a hard line, so to speak, on what they think they can dole out. Maybe they try to work something where, you know, they try to get to that big money year when the new media money kicks in. But I don't think Aaron Jones wants to sign on for 3 years. He wants to get to the open market and get his big payday. So we'll see if the Packers can make that happen under the wire. I'm dubious, to say the least, that they can figure out a way to keep Jones. I think he's as good as gone, along with Corey Linsley. But I'll be happily surprised if either one takes place. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Tom Grassi is here. What's up? Now that the cap is $2 million over what was expected, when do we sign J.J. Watt? Tom, I got some bad news for you, buddy. Watch this space. That's all I can say. You got any of them veteran minimum free agents? I love it. Oh, here we go. They've already begun. Cut Preston Smith. Take the cap hit for him not to play on your team? I understand people want to like just cut guys, but there are repercussions from cutting people. And now you're creating a hole in your roster, another hole. I think they will probably approach him about a pay cut and or a restructure, but I would be shocked if he's straight up cut. But I've been shocked before, so we'll see. Hi from Denver. What's up, Dennis? Hi from New York City. Hope you're well. Cap is 182.5. Yes, read the name of this video. We are aware. Thank you. Kyle Long. I don't know. Did Kyle say something on Twitter? Because I've been asked about Kyle Long more in the last 24 hours than I have been all year. I would love it. I would be completely flabbergasted if the Packers took a flyer on Kyle Long. They have Lane Taylor sitting right there. Why would they sign Kyle Long? That makes no sense to me. I love Kyle. Kyle's a great guy. We have a really good relationship. He's a funny dude. But yeah, no, the Packers aren't making that move. Why are you so against cutting Preston Smith? Why are you so adamant that he needs to be cut? He played a hell of a lot better than most Twitter gurus seem to think last year. I get his production was down. He's still a good football player. I understand that's not in vogue to say. I got this time of year, everyone's looking at spreadsheets rather than actual tape. I get the pressure numbers were down. I get the sack numbers were down. He still played some damn good football. Maybe they cut him. We'll see. I just don't think it's as easy as Twitter or the internet wants to make it out to be. That's all. B-Town, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. When does the new TV money increase the salary cap? Probably in 2 years. Not yet. 2023, I would think. Preston is even worth half of what he's getting paid. Man, worth, value, these are all words that mean very little sitting on the outside. Only Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur and company know the true worth of a player when it comes to the Packers program. We'll see if they agree with your assessment. There's also no depth behind Preston to cut him. Oh, Jared, you don't say. Hey, let's cut him, take the cap hit, and then create another need in an offseason where we're facing a cap crunch and have lots of issues. Let's create another hole on the roster. Great idea. And I understand, oh, Gary's just going to step in and play more. I get that. But you can't just ride with two guys at edge all year long. Just serenity now. Serenity now. I'm just glad some people understand it. Carl Lawson signing. Joseph, I'd be shocked. I mean, I think they'll call. They'll say, hey, if you don't find what you're looking for out there, consider the Green Bay Packers. But I don't. He's going to get paid by someone. Who do you want first round in the draft? Caffrey, I want a good football player. Probably an offensive tackle. I don't have a specific. My one draft crush is Asante Samuel Jr., but that he's not going to make it to 29. I don't think. Maybe he does. I don't know. Greg Newsom is another guy I'd really like, but we'll see if either one of them is available at 29. Lucy from Charlie Brown or Bradley Hunter, a better long snapper. Damn, Brandy. Damn, with the peanut shade. Oh, good morning, by the way. I hope you're well. Should we expect to see any Dexter Williams this year? They've kept him around, so maybe. I thought when they cut him towards the end of the year, they were just going to let him go on his merry way, but they brought him back for the practice squad and or the 90-man offseason roster. So, I mean, if this is his opportunity, right? If you're ever going to make a mark, this is the offseason to do it when most likely Jones and Williams are allowed to walk, and who knows what happens in the draft and free agency, but here's a guy who's been in the program, knows the offense, has had 3 years to learn it. If it is ever going to happen with Dexter Williams, one would think this would be the offseason. Now, between you and me, I'm not holding my breath, but if there's a chance for him to make his mark, you know, obviously depending on what happens roster construction-wise this offseason, this would be the time. Isn't worth what he's being paid is like when analysts say a draft prospect has intangibles. It's a subjective fluff statement. Kind of. I mean, I understand the assigning of value when you look at contracts and you look at production and then you try to say who is, quote, living up to their contract, right? I understand that. That's what fandom has become. I'm just not that kind of fan. And I get that people are. I get that I am very much in the minority when it comes to how I consume the Packers and what my fandom means in relationship to the team. I totally get that, and I'm fine with that. But I'm also the one with the camera and the microphone, and I'm going to say what I mean and say it's how it is, right? So if people want to say, oh, he's not worth it, that's what you think, cool. I pretty much almost categorically disagree every single time that is said because, you know, these guys get paid what the market will bear, and they deserve every penny. That's just me. That's just how I live my life. Do I see them keeping Tonyan? Yes. There's a bit of a mini cottage industry cropping up. And I know we had our own piece yesterday on Tonyan possibly leaving at cheeseheadtv.com. I think Ken Last wrote it. It seems to be this like real consternation about the possibility of losing Tonyan. And I'm here to tell you, they developed him. He's a core player. They're not going to let him leave. He's precisely the guy they want to keep around and will keep around. He's not going to break the bank. He's under their control with the restricted tag. So I understand the kind of reticence, and there is always that thing. It kind of happens at the end of every training camp where I think Packer fans overrate how our players are seen around the league. Like, oh, other teams are going to swoop in for this incredible talent. No, man, there's guys all over the league who are going to be straight up free agents that teams can just go sign rather than have to give up something or, you know, dilly dally with a restricted guy in Tonyan who, yeah, is certainly productive and is a good football player, but there are plenty of other good football players in the league. Now, hey man, we'll see we'll see how the offseason plays out. Maybe some team really does have a complete infatuation with Robert Tonyan, and I'll eat my words. We'll see. Why the robot today? Oh, Danny, it's just when people don't type in complete sentences and just demand things without like even using a question mark. It reads like a robot, so I respond in robot. I don't know. Hey man, you want me to talk, you know, in English and human and all that? I'll gladly respond in kind. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. I know money talks, but if we could just keep this team together one more year and let everyone else deal with free agency and cap chaos. I mean, that's the dream, right? But unfortunately, the reality has to intrude. Every year is completely different. I was talking about this on the radio yesterday. You know, that's what makes it so hard at the end of the season when you're not hoisting Lombardi. That's what Aaron alluded to in his press conference after the game, the NFC Championship game. You know, when you leave that locker room after that game, it's never going to be the same. Teams are never the same from year to year. And they've had a really good core here for a number of years. And some of that core is about to shift, naming Lindsley and Jones, et cetera. But, you know, you come back, you reconstitute, you reload, and you get after it again. That's just the nature of the business. As much as I would love to keep, quote unquote, keep that team around, it's just not realistic. Barry is going to pound the table for a star, SDN40. You think anyone's going to listen to Barry if he's pounding a table or any other thing? Barry's there to do what he's told by Matt LaFleur. And I don't doubt for a second he is going to put his quote-unquote stamp on the defense, etc. But, yeah, no, he's not pounding the table for any position. He may lightly suggest, hey, would you care for this? Yeah, I would rather enjoy that. But I don't think he's going to be making any demands anytime soon. You mean Rodgers developed him? Rodgers developed who? I'm confused. Jocelyn, thanks for the super chat. Fascinating offseason with a new defensive coordinator and difficult personnel decisions, but I still can't get into it. Wish it were Madden and we can quick sim to next January. I hear that. That's kind of the problem now when the Packers go to back-to-back NFC Championship games. Now it's like resetting and the expectation is to get back there. Here, I got a nightmare for you, Jocelyn. What if they don't even make the playoffs? What if there are no January games? What if next January is just the start of the next offseason? Don't take it for granted. I mean, I understand the idea of wanting to just get to it, right? And you want to just at least get to December and have them in a playoff hunt and get going. But you got to play those games. You got to put that team together. You got to go through training camp. Got to go through OTAs, mini camps, draft, all of it. Man, I love the NFL offseason. I get that it drags on forever, but I love roster construction. I love the idea of how they put the puzzle pieces together. But I understand it can get a bit tedious, no doubt about it. Tulio, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Nags, long time no see. Good morning from Brazil. How are you? Thanks for the super chat. Thanks for the support. Hope Brazil is treating you well. If Lindsley leaves, If Lindsley leaves, does Jenkins move to center, or is he too valuable at guard? Ross, I'll do you one better. I think he moves to tackle at the start of the year, unless David Bakhtiari has some kind of miracle rapid recovery. I think Jenkins is probably first up to play left tackle. That would be my guess. So could Jenkins slide over to center? It's a possibility, but my guess right now, sitting here on March 10th, lots to go, obviously, would be Lucas Patrick slides over to center, most likely. But we'll see. A lot to play out. You think Love will be good? Steven, I hope Love will be good. I have no idea if he'll be good. I love his physical makeup. He's got the tools. There's no doubt about that. He can make throws. Kid's got an arm for days. I love his ability outside the pocket. He's got athleticism going on forever. I have no idea if he's going to be a good quarterback. I hope so. It'll make it real fun to rub it in everybody's face who hated the pick or the fact that no team has ever had three, well, I won't say Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but three really good quarterbacks in a row. I don't need him to be a gold jacket. I just need him to be good and operate the offense, and I'll be happy. Because Lord knows there are teams who have searched decades looking for just competent play, solid, you know, steady, competent play at the quarterback position and haven't found it. So I don't need another Favre or Rodgers. I just need someone to come in and operate the offense. If you can do that, I'm happy. Let's forget about love. Barry, why forget about love, man? Love is what makes the world go round. Oh, Jordan. Oh, right. Sorry. Gotcha. Thoughts on making Troy Hill our big free agent signing? Kevin. No, I have no thoughts. Matt LaFleur system, very QB friendly. It is, Matt. It is indeed. Should be interesting. Do you think they have the pieces on the place to replace team play pieces on the team to replace Lindsley, or do you think they will draft someone? Jake, say that five times fast. I think they have the pieces in place. Don't forget they drafted Hanson last year, the center out of Oregon. Not to say that he's ready to step in, but they've been preparing for this. Like I said earlier, Lucas Patrick has slid over and the offense hasn't missed a beat. We know Jenkins can play center. I would be absolutely shocked if they drafted someone to try and replace Corey. Measure the jacket for love already. Aim high. All right, there we go. I like it. It's like anything, Nags. Nathan, you're too correct. Can we just cheat the cap like the Saints do? The Saints don't cheat the cap. They just kick the can. They've been doing it forever. You remember, what was that year that they had no cap space or whatever? I can't remember. There was some free agent safety out of Buffalo that everybody wanted and Packers fans were dying for. And the Saints ended up signing him to some huge deal. And everyone was like, how did they do that? Well, you know, they just kicked the can. Packers don't kick the can. And it's funny watching the Saints and how they have to maneuver to deal with this insane overage with the cap that they're having to deal with. It had me thinking yesterday, so many people on the outside and some Packers fans, are so adamant that the Packers have to go all in and how they've wasted Rodgers' prime, blah, blah, blah. And they only have one Super Bowl appearance with Aaron Rodgers. Well, so you hate the Packers' approach, right? You wish they'd go all in, go for it. Well, the Saints have been doing that since 2009 to try and get Drew Brees back to a Super Bowl. It hasn't worked, and now they're paying the piper. So you've got clear examples, both of the Packers' way and the Saints' way. Neither has produced a Super Bowl. But the Packers are at least still in position, hopefully, drafting Jordan Love, being prudent with the cap, to sustain their success. The Saints, they're about to run out Taysom Hill at quarterback, I believe. And they're about $1 billion over the cap. Careful what you wish for. That's all I'm saying. Can't wait for every Packers win with Jordan Love at QB, leading to tweets like, you love to see it. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, we're in for some rough time. We need help at wide receiver. Not so sure I agree with your assessment, Steven, if it means for 2021. If it means beyond this season, yes. They have no one under contract heading into 2022. Now, I think they'll extend Adams, and I do think they'll draft a wide receiver, at least one. But I think they can win with what they've got. They've proven that the last 2 years. Hell, they had the number one offense in the league last year. And again, that's not to say they can't augment the position. If the fit is right, if the value is there when they're on the clock, probably draft one. You know, they're getting Funchess back, didn't have him all last year. Maybe there's someone in free agency they can finagle a deal with. I know Rob reported they're still interested in Will Fuller, so maybe that happens. But if they don't land a quote-unquote big name or make some splash move at wide receiver, they're going to be okay. That's all I got to say about that. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I have a meeting in 5 minutes with Mr. Corey Banky, and I hate to keep him waiting. So thank you so much for all the super chats, for hanging out each and every day, talking Packers. Now we have a cap number. We'll see what moves come from the Packers in the next, 4 days. 14th, I believe, is the legal tampering period, the beginning of it. Got to think the Packers would like to be at least in good shape by then. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined, if you really want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. The Patreon happy hour is tonight at 6 o'clock. The info is on the Patreon page for those of you who are already patrons. Thank you for your support. We'll see you tonight. If you can't join, I totally get it. But please do hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.